Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. The check's in the mail. Mark called me and said that he was nominating for this fine award this evening. I said, thanks a lot. He said, that's the good news. I said, okay, what's the bad news? He said, you got to come up from Florida to pick it up, or you don't get it. Well, there was a bit of reluctance on my part. So I said, well, sweeten the pot. And he said, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. The night after the awards, I'll take you to a World Series game at the Metrodome. What do you think of that? I'm looking forward to it, Mark. John, what happened? This room is full of friends this evening. Good, dear friends. As a matter of fact, this could be an MBA convention from several years past. For example, I'm here with my beautiful Patty. Paul Hedberg is here with his beautiful Julie. All we're really missing is Lou Lotto and his beautiful ponytail. I'd also like to recognize a gentleman who probably thinks I forgot him. It was in May of 1956 when Larry Benson was the general manager of WLOL AM 1330, and his program director, another hall member, Ray Christensen, was his program director. And they took a shot at a 20-year-old kid and let me join their staff, which at the time was the Big Five: Bob Bradley, Dan Anderson, Don Kelly, Steve Cannon, and Jerry Cunning. I was number five and a half, doing the overnight relief in the summers. It was a great break. Larry, thank you. And in the true spirit of broadcasting, I repaid their kindness and their trust in me by jumping ship to WDGY. That happened at 3 o'clock. You can sit down, Mark. That happened at 3 o'clock one morning when Steve Lubunsky, who was the manager of the new WDGY, called me on the studio phone and said, come on over. We'll teach you something. And sure enough, they taught me how to count to 40 backwards. And what a staff we had. Our morning man was Herb Oscar Anderson, who went on to be a New York radio legend on WMCA, WABC, and WOR. Herb went on to a great career, as did Jack Thayer, who at the time was called the King of Disc Jockeys in the Twin Cities. Jack was a star on TCN, radio and TV, and came over and later on became president of NBC Radio. However, and Senator Boschwitz, you'll remember this, Bill Armstrong, the all-American disc jockey, went on in later life to become Senator William L. Armstrong from the state of Colorado. It was quite a crowd we had at DGY, and about that time, I got on what Fred Allen called broadcasting the escalator to oblivion. I finally got off that escalator after two fine years at KSDP, and finally figured out how come the salesmen at all these stations drove brand new cars and I drove a used car junker. Figured out that's where the money is on the other side. So I decided to go into advertising. And with the good help of my friend Toby Arnold from Dallas, Texas, I started selling concepts, jingles. One thing led to another. Then in 1976, I made the second best move of my life. I formed Ramsburg Media and invited my beautiful Patty to join me in a partnership. Now, there was a question about the name. I called it Jim Ramsburg Media Services, but Patty said, hey, wait a minute, something's a little bit wrong here. It's a partnership now, dear. I said, okay, so we settled on the name Ramsburg Media. We figured it was a lot simpler than Mrs. Jim Ramsburg Media Services. The wisest thing I ever did in my life was 50 years ago. And that was the night I asked the beautiful Patricia Thorne from Northeast Minneapolis to become my wife. That was the greatest sales job of my life, my friends, I'll tell you that. Because Patty was indeed the backbone of Ramsburg Media. And thanks to some great accounts and that great partnership, we're now living in Florida and Boston Lake, Wisconsin. We did find out where the money is. And I tell Patty every day, at least six times a day, honey, I love you. Because, you see, I'm a radio guy. And in radio, To be effective, you got to use frequency and repetition. And you also have to be sincere. And so tonight, in closing, in thanking you folks and recognizing our son Todd and beautiful daughter-in-law Lori, and our daughter out in Wilmington, North Carolina, who is watching on the tube tonight, along with my grandson James and our granddaughter Elena, love you all. In closing, I'm going to give you what I believe to be the quintessential radio man sign-off. Jim Gannon, one of my jocks at KMBC in Kansas City, used to say it every day to his listeners, and I'll say it to you tonight. May you keep a smile on your face, a song in your heart, and remember, the good Lord didn't mean for pictures to fly through the air. Thank you very much.